Let's get out to the Band of Brothers Network phone line and bring in our special guest, owner, co-founder of Mountain West Elite. You hear him on radio waves on 1280, now on 960 as well, and across the state doing great things. Former BYU quarterback as well as Utah State Aggie quarterback, Riley Jensen. Riley, how you doing, brother? It's good to hear from you.
Hey, I'm doing really good. I just want to let you know that at Mountain West Elite, at our football camp this year, our footballs will be properly inflated.
Yeah, I don't believe that, nice. Man, because you like you're one of those guys that you like to build up other people, and it, like, I mean, you know that deflating the football, I mean, it gives you a competitive advantage. You had really small hands, so you would deflate your footballs, wouldn't you? Right? Hey, come on, your hands aren't that big. You would deflate it.
Criddle, don't come at me with your Burger King hand and tell me
that
my
Bro, I call
BK hands.
I call them the Ninja Turtle fingers, man, because only three of them actually work, and they're stubby, man.
There's a reason why you play defense, and it's because those hands couldn't catch anything except for a small Burger King burger.
Look, most underrated stat in for a defensive back are the pass breakups, man.
That's right.
Just underrated.
That's so underrated, man. NFL scouts have actually came out and said that they appreciate pass breakup. I'm not saying they appreciate it more than interceptions because a turnover. I'm saying they appreciate it. And they're actually, scientifically, this is probably false, but it sounds good. Scientifically, you're like a tenth of a way when you get a pass breakup from an interception.
Okay, I don't know about that. But
I'm talking to two defensive backs who are trying to tell me that a PBU is good, but a PBU to everybody else in the world means that you were laid out trying to get to that ball as hard because you knocked it down, not the one that bounced off your face.
What it means is you just weren't good enough to get the pick, and I'm willing to accept that. But many people don't.
Fast guys that can catch play on offense. Fast guys that can't catch.
But check this out. That's true. But however. The best athletes play defensive back. There's an article that was out that says that DB playing corner in football is one of the top five hardest positions in all of sports.
Riley, just stop so we can move
all
on.
All of sports, man. I just want to throw that out there.
Disagree to disagree.
No. Listen. I'll give you a little bit of that. I know that you're more athletic than the quarterbacks on offense. I just don't know about why this year.
Hey, look at all the DBs. Think about a team. Think about their DBs and think about putting them at receiver or running back and think about all the receivers and think about putting on that same team and think about putting them at DB. It just doesn't make sense. You make it one or two, but other than that, no.
Riley, you're the man. Appreciate you coming on with us. Let's talk some recruiting.
I won.
Yeah.
Distracted.
Yeah, no, it's all good, brother. You're a local product, Riley. I mean, you've been around this state for a long time. You graduated from Cottonwood High in 1992. You were a recruiter. You went to Snow College. I didn't even know this, Riley, but you speak French. Mm-mm. You speak French. You went. Yeah, that's amazing. I had no idea. That's
I'm
a little fun fact. No wonder your wife married you. You sly dog.
It's not my masculine side. You know, I don't tell a lot of people about it. I also played high school tennis, but we don't do a lot of.
And your dad was a phenomenal tennis coach, by the way. I still have people coming up to me and talking to me about the lessons that they learned on the tennis court with your father. So, but you went to BYU. You transferred from BYU after a semester. It was just too tough for you academically, from what I heard. Now I'm playing.
No. It was too tough on the football field, man. Those guys hit hard. I had to go play what I could play.
You know, we all know the situation that you were put in there. You should have actually been given a better chance. You had a great spring. But now you are developing with the experience that you had at both the JC and collegiate level at BYU and Utah State. You're developing young talent here in the state. Give us an update on what's occurring with Mountain West Elite first and foremost.
Well, it's actually been really fun. This is our fourth year now of Mountain West Elite, and we've now expanded to 7th to 9th graders. So our camp, you can find us at mountainwestelite.com. We've now expanded to 7th to 9th graders as well as high school players, and then we've also expanded to Mesquite, Nevada. So there's a chance for the players in Las Vegas and the St. George, Cedar City area to be able to come and play football with really good talent as well. The Mesquite, we just finalized the dates on that. March 14th through the 28th, we're doing two weekends in a row with six practices on Friday and Saturday. And then the Salt Lake camp starts on April 18th with the extra quarterback session. And then we go through May, I believe like May 20th on that camp. And we do it on Fridays and Saturdays, you know, later at night and on Saturdays so the kids can get a really, really good football experience. We've had guys like Kavika Fanua, who was the MVP of our camp. We had, you know, James Empey, who just signed with the University of Utah, has come through our camp. I think we had, depending on the paper, we had 36 All-Staters last year from the state of Utah, either first team, second team, or honorable mention. And so those are the types of things that we're doing. We've got, you know, we've got former BYU greats, former University of Utah greats, and Utah State greats that are all coaching there. Obviously, Alemateo with his all-poly connections, he coaches with us there. He's my business partner. And then Ed Larson, the head coach at Lehigh High School, played quarterback in New Mexico. So, you know, we're just having a lot of fun. The premise of Mountain West Elite was to help players in the state of Utah to get better. And we feel like there's great, great coaching in the state of Utah. It wasn't that we think that we're, you know, providing any secret service to these players. But in the springtime, there's all kinds of rules that restrict players from being able to do 7-on-7 and some of the football skills that they need to develop in the spring. And so by forming a camp, they're allowed to do those sorts of things as long as it's not, you know, that I'm putting American Forkall on one team and Bingham on one team and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So individually, it's a pretty good camp. You've coached with this band. You've seen it. Lots of good players. There's players in beginning levels, and there's really elite players that play there too. So it's been a lot of fun. We're so excited about the growth and how good the players are in the state of Utah. It's a pleasure to be around them.
Right, that's some pretty impressive numbers. My son is 3 years old. Can I get him into the camp now? I'm trying to start. Look, for selfish reasons, I want to retire early. I don't want to pay for school. I want him to get a scholarship. So can I put him in the camp early?
Well, for selfish reasons, I mean, you can do whatever you want to do.
I'll make sure he plays offense, though, you know, because that's where the real talent is. You know, maybe running
well,
back.
You know, I mean, listen, if you want to touch a deflated football, come over to the offense. I mean, inflated. We will be inflated. If the balls are deflated, it won't have anything to do with our staff or anyone below
we have talked way too much about inflated and or deflated balls in this interview, Riley. let's get down to the nitty-gritty with some of the recruits right now. You mentioned James Empey. He was a part of the Mountain West Elite and got a scholarship to the University of Utah. He worked with some great coaches. I remember on the offensive line, Dustin Reichert was out there, as well as, give me the name of Big Pauly.
Tony U. Finota, he coaches at East High School, played for the San Diego Chargers.
Yep, exactly.
He's an All-American at Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. And then he had like, 6, 7, 8 years in the NFL?
Yeah, with the San Diego Chargers.
Yep. So, you know, I've seen the product on the field. I've seen what you guys have been doing there at Mountain West Elite. Talk to me a little bit more about what's occurring in the recruiting world right now. I know you keep tabs on these athletes that have attended Mountain West Elite. There was a number of local recruits that were uncommitted up until today or yesterday, and there's still some guys that are waiting around. Why is it that BYU, even sometimes Utah, I think, and Utah State are missing out on some of these other recruits and they're going elsewhere?
Well, I think there's a couple of different things. I mean, you got to remember, in 1992, I'm a senior in high school, and I could probably go down the list and tell you every single kid that got a scholarship. There were 7 of us that got D1 scholarships. I was not one of them. My only offer out of high school was Snow, which turned out to be a great opportunity for me. But you're talking about upwards of 38, sometimes into the 40s now, of Division I talent in the state of Utah. I think it's a function of two things. A lot of the kids that I played with, their kids are now playing football in the state of Utah. And there's just kind of a second generation of Polynesians. And then just the fact that the state of Utah is growing a lot faster than a lot of states. And so you're getting this influx of talent into the state of Utah. And so I actually think that Utah and BYU and Utah State are benefiting from the fact that there's more kids, in the sense that, yeah, maybe you're not getting the big names, But the big names now are going to Oregon. I mean, you got Osa Messina, who came to our camp for one day, who signed with USC. And when I talked to Coach, the Director of Football Operations at the University of Utah, Fred Whittingham, I mean, he told me that guy's like a for sure NFL deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just NFL no matter what. Now, to me, I'm looking at him, and in coach's eyes, sometimes you're picking him apart, but I think he's right. I mean, I think that kid's pretty much a can't-miss prospect. And, yeah, there's a few over the years that came through the state of Utah that can't miss. I mean, you're talking about, you know, Lodi Nada. You're talking about mm-hmm. some of these guys. There's just more of them now. And so sometimes it feels like it hurts a little bit that a player doesn't go to BYU or to Utah or to Utah State. But they're picking up all the other ones. I mean, they're getting lots of good talent from in-state. I mean, James Empey, I mean, that's a guy that was recruited by Washington, Oregon State, Boise State, Utah State, Utah, BYU. I mean, that would have been the number one recruit in the state just 10 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. And so he goes to the University of Utah, and everyone's like, ah, how come we didn't get Osa Messina? You know, and you're just like, well, okay, you're still getting really high-caliber players, just maybe not the very top echelon. I mean, there's guys like Mufi Hunt. I mean, I was talking to a friend today at lunch. Mufi Hunt was at Taylorsville High School today. Have you heard of Mufi Hunt, either one of you guys?
Oh, yeah. No, we're definitely – waiting to hear where he's going to commit. I'm surprised because he's got strong connections with BYU and the Atawaya family. I mean, goodness
right.
gracious.
Well, and this is a kid, to me, that – has kind of floated under the radar. The guy I was talking today, I would consider him pretty aware of what's going on in the high school scenes. Like, I've never even heard of this guy. And he's got offers to Michigan State, Oregon, Washington State, Utah, BYU. I mean, you're talking about really, really good players in the state of Utah. And so I think some of these players are waiting a little bit longer because it's getting more and more confusing. There's lots of good pitches out there. I mean, Utah State comes in and they pitch a player and they go, look what we're doing. We're going 9-4. It doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter who our quarterback is. It doesn't matter. This is now a program. BYU saying, hey, this is BYU. This is tradition. This is honor. This is spirit. And I'm not mocking that at all. I'm saying they have good pitches. I love the pitch from the University of Utah that says, look, we got a quarter Polynesian kids. We got a quarter African-American kids. We got a quarter white kids. Our staff represents all of those players. I mean, these guys are honed in. They know exactly what they're trying to say, and they know exactly the type of kid that they're trying to get. And so it gets confusing for these guys. And now you throw in Gary Anderson, who's now at Oregon State. You know he's going to come in, and he's going to be trying to get a bunch of guys. And, in fact, he got the Zach Katoa kid, who was also a Mountain West Elite kid. I don't know if we call him Lopini or if I call him Zach. When he was at the camp, I just called him Awesome. Because he was just a phenomenal player.
He must have played DB.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I don't know. I think he's more of a safety, out like a whip linebacker type than he is a running back. But, my gosh, Oregon State. I mean, that's Pac-12 players. I mean, when all the dust settles, you may have 12 or 13 Pac-12 players or Big 5 conference players out of the state of Utah. I mean, and you're talking about just in 1992, 7 guys total that played Division I football. So, I don't know. I think it's impressive what's going on. I think it's a credit to the coaching. I think it's a credit to the players. And I think it's a credit to just a lot of hard work that these players put in.
Riley, do you think that there is some type of an impact with these guys that are training with you? And, you know, they're in different schools, high schools, but they're getting recruited to the same places. Do you think that when one goes to one school, that may have an effect on the other?
I do, and I don't. So let me just give you an example. I know that Zach Katoa and James Empey are real tight. One's going to the University of Utah, one's going to Oregon State. And I know that with the announcement today of Britton Covey that he's going to the University of Utah, everybody's kind of shaking their head saying, oh, great, Gabe Reed's going to go with him, they're best friends. I don't know that that's necessarily true, but maybe it is. I mean, it depends on how good the friends are, and it also depends on what the opportunities are for the individual player and how they kind of resonate and how the coaches kind of relate to them. I mean, I don't know Gabe Reed Jr., you know, personally, but I've got to imagine that there's got to be, you know, some some rooting for his son to go to BYU in that house. I mean, he was a great BYU football player. I know for a fact that James Empey's dad, Mike, was really hoping in some ways that James would choose BYU, but he decided that he needed to stay out of it because he felt like that James needed to make a choice that would be best for him, not what would be best for his dad. And I think that's a mature way of looking at it. But there, you know that there had to have been pressure in that house for James to go to BYU. There's got to be pressure for Gabe Reed's son to go to BYU. I mean, but I do think that there's people out there that are giving a convincing message. You look at the Pac-12, you look at the University of Utah, and they're saying, look, you come to our school, you get to play in the Pac-12, you get to have a great experience up here. Most of the staff is LDS. And I'm talking about the Mormon athlete right now, obviously. Mm-hmm. But most of our staff is LDS. You can go to a great institute here. You can find a great girl to date. You can have an awesome experience here with return missionaries on the football team and all that sort of stuff. And when you guys are having a down week, you're playing against Washington State, not against, you know, Nevada, if that makes
wait,
sense.
Wait, no, Savannah State. Just come out and say it.
Okay, Savannah State. But
there they go.
No,
you're being a little nice. You're being nice there.
No. So what I'm saying is, and I'm not trying to be anti-BYU with that shtick, because the truth is they're good with their message. Now, BYU can come in and say, look, there's not an experience like BYU. There's not a brotherhood like BYU. I've talked to you guys, and I've talked to Ben, and I've talked to other guys that played at BYU. It's a very close-knit group, and it might be a tighter locker room than anywhere else in the country, and they sell that. And and depending on the kid, maybe that's what he wants. You know, if I'm a quarterback and the University of Utah comes to me and they say, hey, why don't you come to the University of Utah? I'm like, dude, you guys are the New York Jets of college football. Why would I want to go there? It's cold there. You throw the ball 15 times a game. You hand it off 45 times a game. Why would I want to come? I think that's why they've struggled at the quarterback position. You know, the offense isn't that attractive for a high caliber recruit to go to the University of Utah. So there's strengths and weaknesses at every school right now, at every school.
Got to get your opinion. You just mentioned quarterbacks, and I feel like maybe this year and even last year, you know, and maybe the most recent year, I mean, the last 5 years, I haven't felt like there's been as many dynamic quarterbacks that are being recruited to in-state schools. Or and maybe I'm thinking more traditional quarterback, because Britton Covey is not a quarterback at the next level. He's an inside slot right. guy with punt return abilities. But what's your opinion on the quarterback position here in the state of Utah? I know there was that Bateman kid out of Cottonwood, your alma mater, that went to Alabama. Right. I don't know how he's doing, but I mean, Cody Wilstead, you know, coming to BYU, but he wasn't being he wasn't highly touted. It's not like other people are coming in and trying to take quarterbacks. And then you also have the Jordan kid that's going to, well, is he going to Oregon State? Has he committed yet?
No, Consensus is going to Wisconsin.
Okay, he's definitely going to Wisconsin.
Yeah, he decided to stay with his look, here's what needs to happen. Either Cooper Bateman or Consensus or any of these quarterbacks, they need to go to a program and they really need to shine. And to be honest with you, in most cases it's been difficult, and I hate saying this, it's been difficult for kids that have gone on missions to really come back and play at a high level in Division One. And you can throw John Beck at me, and I'll take that.
Oh, Riley's going inactive. Just, you can hear him. You can just hear the inactivity.
There's not very many of them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So these guys need to go out, and they need to show that, hey, the state of Utah can play the quarterback position. Now, Utah State's done a pretty good job of recruiting quarterbacks, but none of them are from the state of Utah, if that makes sense. BYU and Utah, I think I'm more disappointed in the University of Utah than any of the schools as far as recruiting a quarterback, just in the sense that they're Pac-12. They ought to be able to attract someone, but it's the same argument that I just gave you. I mean, they act like they're the New York Jets of college football. Why do I want to go there if I'm a big-time quarterback? And so I think BYU is doing a good job of landing quarterbacks. I mean, I think the Mangum kid will be good. Obviously, you know, they've had some pretty good quarterbacks in the stable before. They need a little bit more depth. I haven't been impressed with their depth that they've had in the past. But really, it's kind of going to be on the kids in the state of Utah to go out there and show that they could play. And I'm one of them that didn't. You know what I mean? I'm one of them that didn't maybe fulfill my potential or you know, play as well as I could have to show people that, hey, if we go into the state of Utah and we get a quarterback, we're going to get something good. And I don't think it's because they're not good enough. I just think that in some ways you've had a little bad luck, maybe timing, maybe the kids don't start, maybe they don't pan out as well when they actually do start as maybe they could have. And so when that happens, I think you'll see an influx of players in the state of Utah get recruited. I worked a kid out the other day by the name of Keaton Torrey who transferred in from Oklahoma. And I'm not kidding you guys. He's going to go to Bingham High School. It's the strongest arm I've ever been around. There's some accuracy there. And there's some things that he's going to need to work on. But, my goodness, it was a big arm. Hmm. Now, as far as his feet go and some of those things, I've seen guys in the state of Utah that have better feet and that have some better mechanics here and there. But there's players here. It's just going to take time. It's just going to take time. And then once one guy lands, whether it's Cooper Bateman or Kofensis or one of these guys that go somewhere else and play football, you'll see more get recruited. But right now, the meat and potatoes of the state of Utah is O-line, D-line, linebackers, running fullback. Backs and tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
Fullbacks and tight ends, really. Not really tailbacks.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you self-deprecated, Riley, but I'll build you up. I mean, truly, your Achilles heel was were the Daughters of Zion and those Aggie chicks, man. They kept on bringing you to that statue. That's what hurt you, dude. I'm telling you, if you would have just stayed the course, you got to sacrifice a little bit for the betterment of yourself and for the team. But you were allured by the Bathsheba.
The Bathsheba women's,
up on that. You just would have had those chastity beads up where it goes back to a You know,
hey, man,
right.
You can't blame Bathsheba. She was chilling.
Dude,
she was minding her business, man.
I don't know about that.
She was minding her business, dude.
Riley was peeking over his dorm
David,
room.
That's what I mean.
Looking at Bathsheba too much.
David was over there peeking where he shouldn't be peeking.
All right, Riley, we got to let you go before we go off on another tangent. Once again, we appreciate you coming on. We look forward to doing it again soon, brother.
Okay, man. Thanks, guys.